And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And thank you to Artisan Custom Closets and Marietta Plastic Surgery for sponsoring Atlanta Living. It really means a lot. This hour, we're going to be talking about your health. And we have with us Dr. Paul Cox with Vital Living Healthcare is on the line. He's a concierge doctor, but best known for his hormone therapy. And he and I talk a lot off the air because he is, when a hormone question or a medical question comes up, he's the one I go to when someone emails me. So Dr. Cox, thank you for joining us on this gorgeous Saturday. What did I drag you away from today?
Not a lot. I did work a little earlier this morning, but you know, it's been kind of a nice Saturday. You know, I'm sure as you understand, it's been a very interesting time in medicine lately.
Yes.
I've been doing so much over the phone. I've been doing so many virtual visits, Zoom calls, things I thought, you know, that I really didn't imagine. Yeah, that I really didn't imagine that I could ever do. But it's, in a way, it's been really eye-opening because it's also helped me realize that, you know, even in times such as this, I can help people make really make effectual changes that are benefiting them from my living room to theirs.
I think you can really get to know your patient when things are down in the dumps like this. And you've got to drill down on what's going on, and you really need to communicate, and you might not get to see there for a while. I know you weren't able to see face-to-face, and you were having to just do it virtually, and you have to communicate really well, and you really get to know your patients better, excuse me, through that venue. So that has been a plus. And in this lemon.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've really come to recognize is, as you know, my practice is not a traditional medical practice where, you know, we see four people an hour and you get 10 minutes with the doctor and you know, five of those minutes is him in front of the computer trying to get all the stuff in that they need to build the insurance company. And so, you know, for us, what's been great is I can see or speak with the same amount of people that I could previously before COVID, because we have that time that we can put into in the office, for example, social distancing, disinfecting, cleaning, making sure people don't encounter each other, or just getting on a Zoom call. Either way, we found that we have that ability to be more nimble, but to still, because we have that built-in extra time with our patients, our shortest appointment's half an hour. So we've got plenty of time.
I know people are listening right now, Dr. Cox, and they're thinking, half an hour with a doctor? I would kill to have half an hour. And that is your shortest appointment.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, if you want more information at the end of the show, we'll tell you how to go about doing that. But we're talking about how, think about the stress that COVID has placed on your life right now. Think about the added stress of last night's riots and how things turned ugly quick, how our city was... wow, I don't even know how to put a word to it. You know, that affects everything. It affects your family life. It affects your sleep. Stress affects everything.
Yeah.
It affects everything.
So it's really interesting. I was sitting here writing some things down, just kind of free thinking on a notepad of things I wanted to touch on with you, and you just hit one of the nails on the head. I actually wrote five words, and I put circles around them, and I put arrows between each of them. And those words were stress, depression, irritability, sleepless, and anxiety.
Yes. And I bet there's not a person listening that hasn't had three of those.
Or more. Yeah, I mean, you know, humans thrive on routine. We thrive on knowing what's next and being able to say, that's what's happening tomorrow. And we haven't had that for 6 or 8 weeks now. And that changes a lot of things. I'm seeing, now, I'll be the first to say, and I need everybody to understand this, hormones don't fix everything.
No.
But if your hormones are off, they can exacerbate every one of these problems we just talked about, the stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, and irritability. And there are physiologic reasons, aside from just aging, that can affect your hormones. When you are extremely stressed, that you have a stress hormone called cortisol. That hormone gets higher because it's actually preparing your body for stress and preparing your body to survive stress. Mm-hmm. But when cortisol is high, it changes the other hormones. And that's how things like when women get extremely stressed out, they may skip a menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. When guys get really stressed out, they may get really irritable. So all of these things are interrelated.
So I've started breaking out like a teenager right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that could be part of your stress because all the hormones, like, so the adrenal hormones and the sex hormones. So when we're talking about estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA, cortisol, all these are what's called steroid hormones. So they're all in the same system and they all affect each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So don't think that because you're not a certain age, that you're not over 50, that this doesn't affect you.
True. And the thing is, a lot of times, some of the patients that I'm seeing more and more of right now, Belinda, are people in their 40s.
Yeah.
Because we work hard. A lot of us still have children at home. Now we're trying to balance being parents, school teachers, caretakers. Mm-hmm. We may have older relatives that we're having to go to the grocery store for to help them isolate and all these other things. And it's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot of sandwich generation issues. Folks, if you have a question for Dr. Paul Cox with Vital Living Healthcare, call us at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And if you're a male thinking, well, I'm a male, that doesn't apply to me.
Yeah, no. So just like women lose their hormones in their 40s and 50s, men also lose their hormones in their 40s and 50s. And, you know, without taking too long, you know, one of the reasons I do this and I'm so passionate about it, and I've shared this with you before, Belinda, is that, you know, I have my own personal story around this. And there was a time in my life that I thought I was clinically depressed and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I went to a conference that was very well done by a very well-known organization about how hormones affect our brains. Mm-hmm. And it was talking about what happens to a man's brain when his hormones are off. And it was like a light bulb went off above my head. And I started doing some things that I knew I need. I checked the levels of the hormones that I was suspicious of were low. Mm-hmm. They were indeed very low. And I started putting them back in a way that was natural, that was natural and appropriate for my body. And I'm telling you, it's 3 weeks later, it was like I woke up out of a dream and I'm like, God, this is how I'm supposed to feel. So if this happened to me, how many other people have the same thing? And they just keep getting told, well, you know, you're just getting older, or maybe you should try an antidepressant and here's something to sleep. And, oh, you're a little anxious. Let's give you some Xanax.
Right. Don't put a Band-Aid on it. Let's fix it. Let's fix it. And we can do that today. Well, we can't fix it today, but we can sure get you started.
Step.
We can take that first step today. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. John will screen your call. And we have just a minute before we go to a break. But a lot of people are having these problems younger and younger. Mm-hmm. Do you have an answer why?
I don't. I think one is that the younger generation, they are more in tune with their bodies than a lot of us have been traditionally. The other thing is, I think that they're looking for more natural answers and they're looking for real answers instead of just something to cover up the problem. And then there's another thing that's kind of interesting is there's a whole bunch of research going on right now about what certain chemical exposures do to us and how they change our hormonal systems.
Right. Our meat is, you know, growth hormone. Mm-hmm. We've got
Teflon in cooking pans.
Really?
I mean, it's you can't find a human without Teflon in their blood these days.
Oh, I have a few pans that are ruffled up. I need to throw those away.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. We are speaking with Dr. Paul Cox with Vital Living Healthcare, and we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750 about hormones and the effect they have on your everyday life, whether your work life, your home life, your living room life, and your boardroom life. So stay tuned. We'll take your calls right after this. Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We are getting you your information that you need to have the best possible you that you can have. And that's through the help of Dr. Paul Cox and Vital Living Healthcare. And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. And we have one line open. And we're talking basically about the importance of having your hormones checked and have proper balance in hormones. And everything affects your hormones, and your hormones affects everything. It's like this vicious cycle. But you need to have the proper person and the proper medical advice to really keep this in check. And Dr. Paul Cox just happens to be an expert in this. So let's go to the phone lines, Dr. Cox, and see if we can help Suzanne in Decatur. Suzanne, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you very much.
How can we help you?
Well, I'm especially great right now because I'm not having a hot flash.
Oh, God bless you. Those are awful.
Yeah. They have just begun. I'll be 55 next week, and they've just come on like a burning house. And what can I do? I don't want to. Well, I have been warned about hormone replacement therapy for the tie to cancer and things like that. I'm not on any medications. Mm-hmm. I've started black cohosh. And so I don't know what to do other than drink lots of cold water.
All right. Sit down, girl.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for calling in. This is a great question because you are asking a question that there are literally thousands of women around Atlanta who have the same issues going on. So first of all, I want to say that I'm glad you mentioned the dangers of hormone therapy, because I'm going to give you a little bit of good information about that. Hormone therapy today is not your mother's hormone therapy. The only type of hormone therapy that has ever been shown in scientific studies to be of any danger to women was a particular type of therapy that involved using a horse estrogen and a hormone from a birth control pill called the progestin. These things were put together. They were called a drug Primpro. In a study, they had a 26% increased risk of breast cancer, a double risk of stroke, increased risk of heart attack, and other bad things happening. So you can imagine nobody would sign up for that, right?
Right.
Yeah. So fast forward to now, the types of hormone therapies we use are hormones that are native to the human body, estradiol, progesterone, and testosterone. When those hormones are put back for women after they lose their ability to make them because their ovaries have failed or they have been removed, there is a lot of good evidence in both the U.S. and Europe, scientific journals, that shows that that type of hormone therapy is not dangerous. It may decrease or slow the development of heart disease. It definitely decreases your risk of osteoporosis, and it may help you maintain your memory longer.
Okay, we're going to put her on hold and finish this question after the break. So both of you, sit tight. We're going to get back to this.
Stick
around, Paul. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Artisan Custom Closets.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, where we are talking hormones and how to better your life by getting those all situated and leveled out and not putting a Band-Aid on them by taking some pills that you don't need, some maybe pills that are just masking the symptoms, and let's get to the root of the cause and fix those hormones once and for all with the help of Dr. Paul Cox with Vital Living Healthcare. And we were speaking with Suzanne earlier, and we'll finish up her call. She was having hot flashes, and then she had a concern about doing the hormonal treatment because of it leading to cancer. And I think Dr. Paul Cox had just put a kibosh on that. And you want to pick up from there, Dr. Cox?
Sure. So really, what's great about my office, Suzanne, is when you come in and we sit down and we really start talking about the problems, we're going to find out exactly what you're experiencing. And I'm going to educate you as to why those things are happening to your body, what's the cause of that, how hormone therapies can change those things, what the actual science says about the hormones, so that you can make a great informed decision and know the science behind it and how you want to move forward with treatment. And all you have to do is give us a call at Vital Living Healthcare at 404-843-3636. Schedule a mini consultation with me. It's a complimentary service, and it'll be the first step in getting you on the road to getting rid of your hot flashes.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, okay. They can be gone.
Yeah,
but will they then come back when you go off of it?
There is no scientific reason currently to ever stop doing hormonal therapies.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'm open for suggestions and understanding. If I was working right now, I mean, my work is not happening right now. If it was, I don't see how I could be in front of a client with these.
I know what you
mean.
The back of your hair is soaking wet.
Your chest, everything.
I know what you mean. So it's a free consultation. Go talk to Dr. Cox at Vital Living Healthcare. See what he has to offer. What's going on. And
I'll walk you through everything.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll give you guys a buzz. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye bye.
And let's see. Jennifer, Noah, don't hang up. I want to talk to you. So don't hang up. We're going to speak with Jennifer in Roswell. You're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
Good. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Yes. So my question is, what is the likelihood that hair loss is related to being premenopausal or postmenopausal?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. The likelihood, I see a lot of patients who do have hair loss around those times, perimenopause and menopause. A lot of times hair loss is very simply, it is very simply attributed to one hormone, testosterone. But the problem with that is with perimenopause and menopause, women usually don't have any testosterone. And so it's a complex interplay between lack of progesterone, lack of estrogen, and other hormones that can contribute. Thyroid hormone disorder can also cause hair loss. So I think if you've been to the dermatologist, you've asked them, and they said, there's not some dermatological condition, having your hormones checked is the next best thing to do.
Okay. I actually did that, and I was put on estrogen, estradiol, the progesterone, and the testosterone, and then I read about testosterone like converting to DHT, which can make your hair come out. So I just panicked and I stopped the testosterone. And I didn't really like how the other two made me feel, so I just cut back on that, not every day, like an everyday use of that. I don't know if it's related to my hormones or not.
Well, did you discuss all those changes that you made with your doctor?
I did, and I think hair loss is so hard to peg. It seems like there's not two definitive things you can go test, and yes, this is what's causing your hair loss. It's hard to, peg. So I feel like that's kind of where I am.
Right.
I'm not sure.
And
it's hormone related.
How often are they checking your hormone levels?
Usually doing that, I want to say every 3 months, I believe. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
fairly reasonable. You know, sometimes you may want to get a second opinion. If you do, you know where to find me. I do a lot of second opinion stuff. There's a lot of people practicing hormones right now, and I'm not saying that your practice is like this at all, but there's a lot of people practicing hormones right now because hormones are kind of a hot buzzword, and it's become suddenly fashionable. What I can tell you about what's a little bit different for me from my perspective is, and Belinda can tell you this, I am geekily just passionate about hormones. I mean, you know, she'll tell you, I can be talking and she's like, really? Seriously? Can you stop?
He is the botched for hormones.
Well, when your hair's falling out, I'm willing to talk about them.
Yeah.
So,
a little devastating.
Sounds like the person that you're with is doing a pretty good job. But if you ever wanted to do a second opinion or if there's anything I could ever do to help you, please let me know. I'd be happy to get help.
Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
And nothing's worse for a woman than your hair to fall out.
No word for it. It's really debilitating.
God bless you, Jennifer. Yeah. So it's Vital Living Healthcare if you want a second opinion.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for the call.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. It is 42 minutes after 2 o'clock, and it's absolutely gorgeous outside. So I want you to take us with you wherever you go. You know, it's a lot is happening in and around Atlanta, and we've got full programming throughout the day. And coming your way at 6 o'clock is going to be the Mark Arum Show with special guests. And I want you to stay tuned for that. And then 9 o'clock to midnight is Shelley Winter, and he cracks me up. So stay tuned for that. We've got a full lineup for you throughout the day. So take your radio or plug us in and your WSB radio app for the rest of the day. And going back to the phone lines, I definitely want to talk to Noah. Noah, you're on WSB. Sweetheart, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, ma'am?
Good. How can we help you?
All right, so I'm relatively young. I'm only 32 or 31. And probably 5 or 6 years, I've felt a little unbalanced. I remember in my early 20s, I was real gung-ho. I was more of a macho guy. But that's kind of fallen off over the last 5 or 6 years. I've been suffering from depression pretty heavily. It's become a pretty serious issue. And I was just wondering if testosterone can fall off earlier than like this early, like when I think I started feeling this way when I was like 25, 26, like late 25, early 26, and I've been feeling this way ever since. Like I'm just wondering, what's Dr. Cox, what's your recommendation for somebody my age, who's a little bit younger than the average male that goes through this, to take, maybe a light testosterone supplement to kind of balance things out? And maybe how can a lower testosterone level inflict symptoms like depression?
That is a great question, actually. So what I'll tell you is I have patients younger than you that I'm currently treating. But let me say this. The option is not always to just give you testosterone. There are other things we can do to help your body make more of its own after we've proven for sure, okay, with blood tests, that you don't have the adequate amount. Now, we don't know what causes this. We do know that there are a lot of chemicals out there in the environment and stressors in the environment that can affect our hormonal output. But you are not the first person in your age group that I've spoken with. I will also caution you to say that I do not believe testosterone cures depression, although I believe that if testosterone is very low, if you can get it higher, it can contribute to getting better treatment and remission of your depression with other things.
You'll feel more like working out. You'll feel...
You could.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so the thing to do, though, is you have to get your labs tested. They have to be tested at a specific time of day. You have to get it done by somebody who knows what they're talking about. If you go to your primary care physician and say, will you check my testosterone? If they even do it for you, because they're going to tell you you're too young, they may not even do it at the right time, and they may not really understand how to interpret the numbers correctly.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something about chemicals in the environment. I was at one point a pretty heavy drinker. I'm actually a recovering alcoholic. Could that possibly have something to do with my own personal case?
I'm unsure. There's no way we could get enough information from this phone call for us to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But, if you wanted to just do a complimentary consult, sit down with me for 15 minutes, let's figure out if I may be of service to you. You're certainly, you're invited to do so. All you got to do is look up, Paul Cox, MD, or vitallivinghealthcare.com, or just call us at 843-404-843-3636.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, Noah.
All right, thanks for your question.
All right, thanks so much. Thanks for your call. And Dr. Cox, it's calls like that that keeps me doing this particular segment of the show.
Awesome.
Keeps us having you back on. Here he is, young, low testosterone, depression. You could hear it in his voice. He's lacking the gumption, and there is help out there, and it's easily obtainable, and he just needs to get into the proper doctor,
right,
to have it checked.
And the thing that I'll tell everybody listening right now is that the reason I do those complimentary consults is that if I sit down with you and I don't think I'm the right person for you, if I think you need to see another type of physician or somebody else should be of service for you, I'm going to find that person for you. I'm going to recommend you to go see them.
Yes. Okay. We're going to take our final break with Dr. Cox and come back. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Now back to Atlanta Living with Belinda.
Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to the final segment of Atlanta Living. And I want you to please keep that radio dial tuned to 95.5 throughout the weekend, because a lot's happening in and around Atlanta. And like I said, we have special programming, Mark Arum show at 6 o'clock and Shelley Winter coming your way at 9. So back to the phone lines, and we have Dr. Paul Cox with Vital Living Healthcare. And if folks want to get in touch with you and take you up on that free little visit, how do they do that, Dr. Cox?
Yeah, so the mini consultation, it's available to all of our patients. It's where we sit down for a few minutes and we talk about what they're coming to me to what problems they have that they'd like me to help them solve. And we make sure that I'm the right person with the right expertise to help them with that.
Mm-hmm.
All they have to do is call my office at 404-843-3636 and let the staff know you want to schedule a mini consultation with the doctor. Like you said, it's completely complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
The phones are not open today, but will be open first thing Monday morning,
mm-hmm.
and you can leave a voicemail, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Okay. Let's go to the phone lines and see. We only have just a few minutes. Let's help Sue in Marietta. You're on WSB. How are you, Sue?
Oh, I'm good. How are you today?
Good.
Good. I love your show, Belinda, and it's nice to speak to you and Dr. Cox, and thanks for taking my call.
Oh, a big hug to you.
9 years ago, I had a lumpectomy for a small lump that was caught in the beginning stages. I'm cancer-free.
Yay.
But my question, yes, I know, thank God. My question is about the treatment. For 9 years now, I've been Well, actually, it was 10 years ago. I have to take the treatment for 10 years, and I'm on my ninth year of that. Sorry. It's an estrogen blocker because it was an estrogen-positive diagnosis. So I have friends that take hormones, and they, you know, talk about how it makes them feel so much better, and I would be interested in doing that if I thought it was safe. I have one more year of the estrogen blocker, and I know that it affects all of my hormones. There's no doubt, because I've gained a little bit of weight. I'm having trouble losing it. My hair has gotten thinner, like Jennifer, the caller earlier. So just wanted to know what you thought.
Well, you know, it's a very complicated question. The short answer is there will be no long-term studies on women who have had previous estrogen receptor positive breast cancers with hormone therapies. What I'll say to you is that there are a lot of women who take not necessarily estrogen, but other types of hormonal therapies that can help them feel much better without giving them estrogen. And, you know, I'm happy to sit down with you and discuss what those options might be for you based on that.
Oh, okay. So there is a chance that I could balance the other hormones along with the estrogen blocker thing.
Yes, we have patients who have had breast cancer who are doing other hormonal therapies with their estrogen blockers, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, Sue, that's Vital Living Healthcare, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Belinda.
Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, this is going to be the quickest call ever, okay? You're going to have to be speed dial. All right, Diane, we got to make this quick, okay? You're on WSB. What's your question?
Hi. I wanted to know, I am 60, and I had noticed that there was a little puffiness around my eyes, so I used a little bit of the makeup magic thing with the hemorrhoidal. That reduces hemorrhoids. Anyway, I did it around to get rid of the puff, and there's nothing serious. But I noticed after a period of time, I started a little bit of puffiness stayed there for about a year, and I went to my doctor.
Well, let's get to the question. Is that hormonal, Dr. Cox?
Probably not, but couldn't say without having to sit down with her and talk about it for a little bit longer than we've got today.
Okay, I put you on the spot there. So, Diane, if you want to go talk about that a little further, you can go to Vital Living Healthcare and speak to Dr. Paul Cox and see if that is a hormone issue. Thank you so much, Dr. Paul Cox.
Thank you, Belinda.
Yes, always a pleasure. And have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.